At the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Eric Larson, Mississippi State University. Eric, tell me a little bit about the kind of work you do.
I'm an extension specialist at Mississippi State. I've been in that role, I guess, since 1995 and have continued that till today. And we've increased corn productivity or corn acreage in the South considerably during that time period. We've seen a diverse change, I guess, from cotton-related acreage and going increase in acreage to corn and soybeans.
Well, here you chaired a session in this track focusing on aflatoxin. It's interesting. We've earlier heard about biological controls. Your area was on cultural controls. I think that's kind of an interesting start there. To tell us a little bit about what does that mean, first of all?
Well, cultural controls is basically anything that you can do from a management standpoint to affect the productivity of the crop and ultimately also affect the aflatoxin content. It's well known that aflatoxin is normally promoted by factors which cause plant stress. So there's a number of different things we can do, from picking hybrids, managing stress either through earlier planting dates, utilizing irrigation, using more moderate or conservative planting rates and so forth, that may have an effect on the stress that the crop has during the middle of the season, which may affect aflatoxin concentration.
Now, you're doing some research on this?
Yeah.
There is research being done, I guess?
Yeah, there is a lot of research, obviously, being done on cultural management. Whether or not it's related directly to aflatoxin is another matter. That's normally a kind of a secondary effort or priority related to the cultural research management, but it's a big problem in the South. It's something we think of all the time, and we need to do more to optimize our management and kind of pull together different factors, whether they're some of the other things we've have been talked about in this conference, like biological controls, breeding efforts and so forth, and roll them into something, I guess, that provides us a better product and reduces the risk of this issue.
Are there any kinds of recommendations that are being made for farmers now when it comes to cultural practices relating to aflatoxin?
Well, certainly there is. You know, irrigation is something that we utilize routinely. Some folks in our areas don't have the groundwater, the capability to irrigate those. So, you know, we utilize other practices like timely planting. We always look at hybrid selection. There's a lot of new technology available in hybrids, such as BT resistance for ear-feeding insects, and that's one of the things that's been talked about at this conference, whether it has an effect or whether it doesn't or whether it's relatively minimal, and how we might utilize that technology to reduce the risk of aflatoxin again. So there's a number of different things that we can kind of pull together, hopefully, and reduce the problem.
Interesting, because there certainly have been a number of presentations today talking about various and different ways to try to tackle this problem, because it definitely is an issue and affects the bottom line for a lot of these growers out there. I will make just one comment before we go that having been in Mississippi last week on a conservation tour, we saw corn that was already tasseling.
Absolutely. Our corn endures some stresses and certainly a different environment than a lot of the corn belt of the United States. We oftentimes plant our corn as early as March the 1st. This year we had corn that was starting to tassel on May the 10th, which is about 3 weeks earlier than what it normally is. But basically our corn is going through its reproductive stages during a time period when our temperatures, especially our nighttime temperatures, are quite high, and they're sustained during most of the reproductive period. We're harvesting oftentimes when the daytime temperatures are consistently well in the 95 to 100 degree range. So that causes some problems as far as promoting this fungal growth that causes us these issues with aflatoxin. And if you combine those temperatures with rainfall at either during the harvest season or a lack of rainfall during the season, you promote stresses or you promote fungal growth that leads to the issues with aflatoxin that we unfortunately see occasionally and think about and try to deal with every year.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with me here. That's Eric Larson. He's one of the presenters here at the 2012 CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.